Yeah, well, if anything, my opinion on it is that it's overdue because what's happening is a very predictable event, and it's a natural consequence about the size of the resource play in Iraq. There is no other theater globally that compares in size and quality to that of Iraq. I think this is very well established. The quality of the reservoirs are comparable to anywhere else in the Middle East or anywhere else in the world. The size of the reserves, you know, their official numbers is around 110, 120 billion barrels, and it's very much understated. The true potential is somewhere probably over 200, between 200 and 300 billion barrels would be a fair estimate.
You mean for all of Iraq, or?
No, I mean, yeah, I'm talking about the whole theater of Iraq,
okay.
All regions, both the south, central, and the north, the Kurdish areas. The total resource play is huge, and the quality of the resource is very high. So from a long-term perspective, you know, if you're going to be a major player in the industry, either as a producer or as a technology player or a service provider, obviously, as a forward play, it has tremendous advantages. Now, offsetting that is the political risks. And the lack of infrastructure. But lack of infrastructure, I think, is only a matter of time, and even the political environment, you know, it's fair to say that it's going to get better with time.